Indeed, that was part of the internal discussion that we had. So from our perspective in GRVA, I think this is clear enough. We will have autonomous automated vehicles, driverless, driving in our, on our roads. From the emission and efficiency perspective, I think the point of view is slightly different. So indeed, we do not wish to have vehicles running empty on the roads, on our roads. We would like to indeed maybe have this situation limited to some specific cases. And otherwise, we will have the vehicles occupied with more passengers than conventional vehicles. So that would be a bit the idea of all the form of like shared vehicle and transport as a service that are being configured around some of the use cases for driverless vehicles. And in that sense, we can imagine that indeed the driver's seat will be occupied by a passenger. And so from the mission perspective, then the question was, why should we provide an advantage to a vehicle that anyway will drive like with passengers, like all the other vehicles? So sometimes it will be free, driverless and empties. Most of time it will be with passengers on board. So that was the question that I got, and indeed I did not have a clear answer to that. So maybe we can have further discussion afterwards. Thank you.